Diary, November 1892. Adelaide, Australia. November 3rd to 30th, 1892. Adelaide, South Australia. I had an appointment to meet several sisters at Sister Child's, Thursday PM. We had, we trust, a profitable interview. Mr. Child's and their children do not keep the Sabbath. Sister Child's is a devoted Christian. We had a precious season of prayer and singing. Mr. Childs took us out in his garden and showed us the flowers he was cultivating. It was a very pleasant sight to see the beauties of nature. When we reached home, it was nearly dark. Adelaide. It is preparation day for the Sabbath. We always find Friday a short day. I have not much strength. There have been showers today. Ventured to ride out just before the Sabbath, and the clouds hung over us very dark, and it commenced to sprinkle, but we did not get wet. We had thunder and lightning and showers during the night. November 5th, 1892. Adelaide. It has been a pleasant day, but I have been almost strengthless. We attended meeting and invited our next-door neighbor to go with us. She talked freely as we drove to the meeting place, but on our return she looked very solemn and said nothing. I spoke on the parable of the man without a wedding garment, and we had a solemn meeting. The lady afterward told May that she was sorry that she had not attended all the meetings that had been held since we came. She declared that she would not miss one while we remained. Oh, how I long to see this church standing where it is their privilege to stand, as laborers together with God. November 6th, 1892. Adelaide. I praise my Heavenly Father for a better night's rest than usual. During the night, my heart was drawn out in earnest prayer for our people in this place. I long to see them making earnest efforts to do service for Christ. In the afternoon, Brother Claughton and his two little girls came to see me. We had planned to drive into the mountains, and Brother Claughton was going to put his horse into our buggy and drive us. But I had a burden of soul for Brother and Sister Holland, and I felt that I could not go into the mountains and delay the Lord's business. With very imperfect directions, May and I started out to find Brother Holland's place. We went here and there, and at last we were successful. I told Brother and Sister Holland that I had come to talk with them. We began talking at 2:30 and continued until 5. Sister Holland left the church because she felt that there was a lack of Christ-like love and courtesy. Elder Canwright's book was placed in her hands, and she read his tirade against me. Not knowing me, she was disaffected, and not knowing him, she believed what he said. I tried to do all in my power to help Sister Holland. She wept nearly all the time that we were talking. I think the Spirit of the Lord touched her heart. I prayed with them, and then left them in the hands of God. November 7th, 1892. Adelaide. I rested well through the night. At 4:30 I rose and began writing. At 10:00, May Walling and I rode out to visit Sister Ethelridge. We called on Sister Allen, who told us where to find Sister Ethelridge. We had a pleasant visit of about 2 hours with Sister Ethelridge, and then returned home. At the Parkside post office we found a letter from Willie, which we were glad to get. It is now thought probable that Elder Daniels will spend the week of prayer in Adelaide. November 8th, 1892. Adelaide. I slept well through the night. During the day, I drove to the house where Sister Fallows is boarding with her children. We took her out to ride with us and had a long talk with her. She is a woman who had seen great trouble through a godless, profligate husband. She cannot live with him and obey the Lord's requirements. November 9th, 1892. Adelaide. In response to an earnest invitation, we drove out to a pleasant grove where the parents and children of the Sabbath school were having a picnic. It was a very windy day, and at first it seemed presumptuous for me to attempt to speak. But a sheltered place was found under a hedge of wattle trees, and I spoke for about half an hour. A number of unbelievers were present and seemed much interested. November 10th, 1892. Adelaide. I wrote till noon, and after dinner we, May Walling and I, drove to Bowdoin to fill an appointment to meet with some sisters there. We had a very precious season of prayer, believing Christ's promise that where two or three meet together in His name, He meets with them to bless them. I read some important matter to those present and talked with them. I labored harder than when I speak on the Sabbath, for I was with them for nearly 2 hours. It was almost dark when we reached home, but I was blessed of the Lord and happy in His love. November 11th, 1892. Adelaide. I fear that I've been doing too much. Since Sabbath, I have written 86 pages of letter paper, besides making several visits. This afternoon, I called at Brother and Sister Holland's and left some books. I tried to reach Sister Holland by presenting every inducement and encouragement possible for her to press on in the upward way, but she seems so greatly provoked by the way in which she says that she and her husband have been treated that I greatly fear for her. May the Lord bring them to a better state of mind so that they may appreciate the truth. Adelaide. I spoke today on the Sabbath question, and the Lord gave me much freedom. A number who are not Sabbath keepers were present. After the meeting, Brother Holland asked Emily to be sure to write out the discourse, as he would like a copy of it. He said that he was deeply impressed. I had promised to speak to the Christian Endeavor Society, and this I did immediately after the other meeting. This made nearly 2 hours of speaking, and I was thoroughly tired and glad to rest when I reached home. In the afternoon, I wrote 10 pages on the Sabbath question to send to Sister Holland, who was not at the meeting this morning. November 13th, 1892. Adelaide. It has been warm today and very pleasant. I hear that the words I spoke to the parents and children in the park were well received and made a deep impression. The record of how the mothers brought their children to Jesus and of how He received them should make a strong appeal to parents not to neglect their duty. The disciples would have sent the mothers away, but the Savior said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not." Mark 10, verse 14. And drawing them to Him, He spoke words which, till the close of life, they never forgot. The lesson is for parents today. Take your children to the Savior. Place them where they can learn of Him. November 14th, 1892. Adelaide. I rested till about 3 this morning, and then arose and began writing. My mind is exceedingly burdened. I fear that many who claim to be Christians will fail of gaining eternal life because they do not accept the Word of God as verity and truth. Today I have had some unfavorable symptoms. My head refused to work, and I could not see distinctly. I was obliged to stop writing and lie down. Later on in the afternoon, I wrote out. I received a letter from Willie with a proposition that we remain in Adelaide a month longer. Elder Daniels will return in about 10 days and will remain during the week of prayer. I have written 18 pages today. November 15th, 1892. Adelaide. I have much writing to do for the American Mail. I am increasing in strength physically, and my soul is reaching out after more of the Spirit of God. November 16th, 1892. Adelaide. Today I have written Elder Olson 4 pages, W.C. White 4 pages, Elder Haskell 10 pages, and Brother and Sister Holland 10 pages. November 17th, 1892. Adelaide. The Lord gave me rest and sleep during the night. I looked over my writings preparatory to moving. Have written 2 pages letter paper to Elder Loughborough, 6 pages letter paper to Dr. Kellogg, 2 pages letter paper to Sister Hall, 4 pages letter paper to Elder Haskell, 6 pages of letter paper to Elder Olson. November 18th, 1892. Adelaide. Rested well during the night.
Today have written 10 pages. Today has been a busy day for me. It is quite warm, and I feel a lack of vitality. Elder Daniels arrived this afternoon. We were glad to meet him and to hear of the progress of the work in Melbourne. November 19th, 1892. Adelaide. I was weak in physical strength. I did not attend meeting. Elder Daniels carried on the exercises of the meeting, and I remained at home and rested as far as it is possible for me to rest. Wrote 14 pages on Isaiah 58, verse 12 to 14. November 20th, 1892. Adelaide. At 2 o'clock today, I visited Brother and Sister Holland and read some things that I had been writing to meet the difficulties existing in Sister Holland's mind. I labored with her until past 5 o'clock. She showed a very tender spirit, and I pray that this sheep of God's pasture will be brought back to the fold. Adelaide. I wrote a few pages, but my mind is not clear. My head is confused. Have taken some cold. At 2 p.m. rode to the dentist and had my teeth attended to and left a set of teeth to be mended. In the morning, I wrote 4 pages to Willie. In the afternoon, wrote 14 pages on how to celebrate Christmas. Adelaide. I could not sleep after 3 o'clock. I commenced my writing at 4 o'clock. Adelaide. I rose at 4 o'clock. Mail closes at 1 p.m. We have a large mail. November 26th, 1892. Adelaide.
Today I am 65 years old. I spoke to our people from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. I dwelt particularly upon the necessity of making up the breach that the man of sin has made in the law of God. I felt the power of God resting upon me, and I longed to see souls converted. November 27th, 1892. Adelaide. Today I visited Sister Kay and her daughter. The daughter recently met with an accident. A tub of hot water slipped from her hands, and her foot was badly scalded. It has been a great disappointment to her that she has not been able to attend the meetings. We talked and prayed with her, and the Lord drew very near as we entreated him to bless both mother and daughter. We next visited Sister Gurner, who is a widow. She has been thought by some to be a restless, complaining woman, and has been called a murmurer. But when I learned that she has not been able to read for 28 years, I thought that instead of criticizing her, those of her sisters in the faith who have the blessing of eyesight should visit her and read to her. Job says, "I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame." Job 29, verse 15. It is the duty of those who have sight to minister to the blind, so that the afflicted ones shall feel their loss as little as possible. We had a season of prayer with this sister, and the tender spirit of the Lord rested upon us. We talked with Sister Gurner's daughter, a girl of about 16, telling her of the love of Jesus and entreating her to give her heart to the Savior. I told her that if she would accept Christ as her Savior, he would be her support in every trial and would give her peace and rest in his love. We then went to see Brother and Sister Holland. Brother Holland is a changeable, vacillating man. Today he wished to pour all his troubles into my ears. These troubles seem to grow out of an unhappy disposition, but he is ready to charge all his failures upon something someone has done or has not done. He declares that there have been wrongs in the church, but as he talked, I could see that his disposition would make trouble for him wherever he might go. He will think himself capable of teaching the whole church when he himself needs to learn the first principles of Christianity. Adelaide. We left Adelaide for Melbourne to tarry over a short time at Ballarat, which was directly on our way to Melbourne. Our journey was pleasant. We saw the land was very uneven, with many rolling hills and deep hollows. For many miles, the trees we saw were mostly gum trees. Then there were very small houses. The district seemed to be barren and poor. We came to scenery that was more attractive. There was a growth of cedar and pine trees, which relieved the sameness of the gum trees. This journey was not taxing to me. I had my berth made up at 7 o'clock and lay down in a comfortable bed made easy by my own bedding.
Tuesday morning, November 29th, at 6:15, we were at Ballarat. We found our friends waiting at the depot to welcome us. They seemed overjoyed that at last I was able to make them a call and spend a few days with them. Brother James had procured a horse and carriage for me to use while I remained at Ballarat. We drove out with Elder Daniels to Brother James's. May Walling was with us. We found a large, roomy house with every convenience for comfort. Brother James is a gardener, a hard-working man. He and his wife love the truth. They are simple in their habits, cheerful, kind, and courteous and hospitable to all, and they love the Lord. There is not much that they can depend on this season. Fruit trees bear very little. A blight seems to have come to the cherry trees in this section. They have a large flower garden, and flowers in rich variety and profusion are cultivated. This day has been mild and sunny, and we enjoyed it. Ballarat. It is rainy today. I rested excellently well during the night. We are confined indoors most of the day. I walked out with Sister James a short distance.